91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, hello. Here we go. Welcome back to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Freeform Radio. This is Shooting the Schmutz. I am Justin Bernstein. This is the first in-person studio show, so this could be a catastrophe. We got a great show today. I'm talking about my top five least favorite things, most annoying, grinding my gears type things. I call them the bane of my existence. These are the top five things that are the bane of my existence. An honorable mention for me, I have parents who let their kids use their iPads and phones at the table at a restaurant. For me, that's just unacceptable. Whenever I'm at a restaurant, I see that. It makes me cringe. I hate it. It's the bane of my existence, to be completely honest. Anyway, we got a great top five. We got some great songs today. Here we go. Here's the first song.
Thank you.
Pocket so fat, call me Orbit. Norbit. Got a way to make no movies, I be loaded. I make with me a friend, I make a move on you, nigga, I be loaded. Gotta wait to make them move as I be loaded. Why you watching track and forth as I just told it?
I want to stay south of the river with the chains and the gold. Together, but you have places to go. Watching the sunshine lace the gray. I don't know why you wouldn't stay. You should come south of the river, where the loving is gold. River, this is where it all starts. I think that we could stay here forever, lie on the roof till it's dark. And when the last bus pulls away, I swear that I almost heard you say I should move south of the river. I want to get to know. I want to get to know. We'll be right back.
till three. I'm sitting here talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. And to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied. Honey, since I've met you, baby, since I've met you, oh, all the days that I've been around, and all the good looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, it didn't particularly sad, yeah, but it seems so natural, dog, that you and I are here just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. And oh, my heart cries out, love that last I found. And honey, won't you let me feel my whole life around. And well, how complete my whole life would be, yeah, if you would take things under consideration and walk down this aisle with me. I would love it, yeah. I say it's so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee, man, Lord. And I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy. You don't make me, but it's time I met you.
By the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15, yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying, legally and illegally, you know what I'm talking about, so check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a lisp like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. And so he kicked
push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast.
My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah, swing it.
Yeah, yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They'd head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah.
Scarlet begonias tucked into her curls. I knew right away
this honey is drowning my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh yeah, alright, feels good.
quiero amar, pero unir al mundo, bro. Luego andan por ahí, hablando mal porque sí, comiéndose entre sí. Pero tú eres diferente, incluso con tus demonios enfrente. Sabes ponerte en los zapatos de otra gente. I know you too, baby. That's why I love you. That's why I love you. Todavía no sé muy bien cómo pasó, pero cada vez que pienso en vos me pongo triste y quiero despegar del suelo hasta golpear tu ventana, meterme en tu cama, poner una peli y no la vemos nada. Yo no pido nada más. Estoy empalagosamente oscuro y hoy. Estoy empalagosamente oscuro y hoy no quiero cantar solo.
Wow, that was a lot of music. Sorry about that, folks. To be completely honest, I have no clue how to work the soundboard that I'm using, but we make do with what we got. Okay, here's a quick PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvest Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I like a nice walk, myself, to be honest. Let's talk about the music I just played. I went through a couple of Shootin' the Schmutz classics. Mac DeMarco, Ode to Viceroy. Tom Misch, South of the River. Otis Redding, Cigarettes and Coffee. Scarlet Begonias, a Tamara Bernstein favorite. And the last song I played, Cursi by Cardaíno, is recommended to be by Juanchi, so... Shout out to Juanchi. He will be playing a couple songs today. So cheers to that. So now back to the list of the top five things that are the bane of my existence. At number five, I have canker sores. Now, I don't know what it is, if I'm anemic or, you know, what's wrong with me, but I feel like I get way more canker sores than the average person. And let me tell you something. They're not any fun, you know. They're gonna ruin my day. Absolutely ruin my day, canker sores will. I hate them. One of the worst little injuries you can have, you know. It's up there with, like, getting a little piece of skin next to your nail, you know, ripped off. Those are incredibly painful. I hate those, you know. Canker sores, I don't know, any injury that has to do with your mouth, I feel like just, it's so much more prevalent than any other injury. All right. Number four, this is very personal for me. People who go on their phone or talk during movies. Aisha Katena, if you're listening, I can't ever watch a movie with you ever again. There are some people, I mean, they just can't respect the movie, and they can't respect, you know, they can't just sit down and watch a movie for 2 hours. It's a sad, sad thing, and it makes me mad. It makes me mad. SMH, shake my head. All right, how about we go on to number three? And I've ruminated on this subject before, but I'll expand on it for this show. Aluminum takeout containers. You know, is it, I'm honestly curious, you know, I don't have all the facts with me, but Are they better for the environment? You know, are they? Is there a reason why they're using those containers other than, you know, the Snap-on containers? You know, the Chinese takeout. Literally anything is better. You know, nothing annoys me more than having to put those back together. You know, I mean, taking it off, like, whatever, it takes like a couple of seconds, but putting it back on is like, I mean, are you serious? I feel like there's much, we're a pretty smart society. We can, whoever's calling in right now, please stop, please. I do not know how to use the phone, please. You're also interrupting my train of conscience, my stream of conscience, whatever. Oh my God, I can't, the phone thing is flashing, I do not know how to pick it up, please. This is terrible. I'm not answering the phone. I'm absolutely not answering the phone. I don't know how. There's literally... I'm going to play some music and then call me back. I'm going to see if I can figure it out, okay? I'm going to see if I can figure it out and then maybe we can talk. But yeah, aluminum takeout containers, absolutely heinous. Worst containers in the business. I'm not a fan. Here's more songs recommended to you by Juanchi.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off. Don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
everybody's prone to some mistakes. You always kept it straight, you'd never learn. You run the risk of all the risks you take. You don't feel like all the time you put in went to waste.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp there beginning to boil, wasting away. Sure, but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for Spread my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my
All right, we're back. I've done a little bit of research on how to answer the phone. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it, but I mean, if you're still listening, you can try, I guess. I don't know. It might not go well, but we'll see. Anyway, quick shout out to Mom, if you're listening. Hi, love you, Mom. Aisha, if you're listening, stop being annoying. All right. Back to the top five. Before we get to the top five, let's talk about the music that we were playing. We just played Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett, an absolute classic. Another one by Mac DeMarco, and Vienna by Billy Joel. All right. Top five things that are the bane of my existence. Number two. This is really... you know, today I had this experience and it was fresh in my mind, so I had to put it on the list. Paper straws. I get it. You know, it's good for the environment. I understand. You know, I see the benefits to paper straws. However, they are clearly inferior to, regular straws. I mean, it's outrageous. There's got to be a better way to make a straw that's good for the environment that doesn't just fall apart. I mean, come on. We're a pretty advanced civilization. That and aluminum containers, we're not going to have those in 20 years. We're not. There's got to be another way to get around that problem. But what do I know? I'm just a lowly radio man doing his thing. All right. Should I do a... Yeah, I'll go on to the number one thing that is the bane of my existence. Now this one grinds anyone's gears. There's no one that's gonna tell you they like this. They don't care about this. You know, this is incredibly important to me. One of the most important things to me in my life, honestly, and that's water pressure in my shower. You have to have a shower with good water pressure. Can change your life. A good shower can absolutely change your life. You know. There's one shower on my floor, and it happens to be the one shower that's closest to me that has absolutely no water pressure. It's just a pathetic, pathetic shower. I mean, no one likes that shower. Everyone's like, oh, I gotta use this shower, you know? Yeah, because it just has such negative connotations to it, because it's just got that weak stream of water. I mean, you can't wash your body. What are you gonna do with that, you know? I'm sure if you looked it up, it'd be like, you know, weak water pressure is one of the leading causes of depression in the world. Anyway, back to the music. Those are the top five things that really grind my gears, the bane of my existence. Tell me what you think about it. Maybe call in if you disagree, if you agree. I want to hear your thoughts. Anyway, back to the music, and then we'll be done for today. So thank you for tuning in. Enjoy your Friday, and enjoy the rest of the show. Hello, can you hear me? Whoever just called me, please text me to tell me if you can hear me. Wait. Oh. Can I? You're on air, caller. Oh, wait.
I can hear you. Justin.
Can the caller? I thought I had it. Oh, wait. All right, that's too bad. Back to the music.
It's all right, she said, it's all right. Take anything you want from me. Anything.
You underneath the moonlight. Oh, that's running through my veins for you. What do I do with all this? What do I do with all this love that's running through my veins for you? What do I do with all this? What do I do with all this love that's running through my veins for you? What do I do with all this? What do I do with all this?
All right, that's it today for Shooting the Schmutz. This is Justin Bernstein, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.